So good to see you at Grace Bible Church this morning, and we want to begin with our call to worship, and I want to draw your attention to Ephesians chapter 1, and it says in verse 15, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance are in the saints." You know, it's interesting that the prayer of the Apostle Paul for the Ephesian believers was not that they would become rich, that they would be successful in the world. But he says to them, he says, "My prayer for you is that God may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him." Now, that doesn't sound like something that you would hear at a Wall Street seminar. That's not something that you would hear at a lot of these university symposiums that they have. But that's what Paul desired for the Ephesian people to know, was to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened, that they'd be opened, that they would be able to see what? That they would see the hope of their calling and the riches of the glory of Jesus Christ. You know, there are many things that you can wish for people. You can wish them good success. You can wish for them to be happy. You can wish for them to, have good fortune. There are all these things that you hear from people in the world, you know, about what they wish for individuals. But Paul had something much higher and much more important. And I trust and pray that as we've gathered together today, as we have our hearts challenged by the need for missions, the need to teach our children to be open and receptive to the call of God upon their life, well, what does that require? That requires the eyes to be enlightened of the hope of His calling. That means I've got to have a spirit of wisdom and understanding. Those are the kind of things that we should desire for each other, just as the apostle did for the Ephesian believers there. And we pray that in your stead today as we've gathered together to worship the Lord Jesus Christ.